Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco PAN's conference call to discuss the third quarter of 2020 results. This event is also being broadcasted simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on company's IR website, www.bancopan.com.br/ir, and MZiQ platform with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer section. At that time, further instructions will be given. Any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the day they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. With us here today, we have Mr. Mauro Dutra, Banco PAN CFO, and Mr. Inácio Caminha, Head of Investor Relations and Funding. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Mauro Dutra, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Mauro, you may begin your conference.
Okay, thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Banco PAN fourth quarter earnings release for the fourth quarter of 2020. This year was a very challenging year, and we can say we are very happy with the results we achieved and with the way we managed the bank, maintaining our investments in the digital bank and also expanding our credit portfolio with quality and profitability. I will start in this slide two with our highlights of the quarter. We had all-time high origination in all our segments, in all the segments we operate in our credit portfolio, reaching an average of 3.4 billion reais in the quarter, which represents more than 80% increase on a year-over-year basis, and reaching 2.4 billion reais in the average origination for the year. Our credit portfolio ended 2020 in 28.9 billion reais, more than 20% increase against the same quarter of 2019. These figures brought us to a very good level of profitability with 261 million reais in earnings before taxes for the quarter and 171 million reais for bottom line for net income in the quarter. For the year 2020, we had almost 940 million reais in earnings before taxes, more than 30% above 2019, and the bottom line was 656 million reais, which is also almost 30% more than the previous year. The profitability was also a highlight with very solid levels. We had 20.9% of ROE in the last quarter of the year and 21.4% for the year of 2020. The accounting number, the accounting figure for the ROE was 13% for the quarter and 12.8% for the year, also a very good level in our view. Our net worth ended the year in 5.3 billion reais, and the Basel ratio, which is full comprised for Core Tier 1 capital, was 15.9%, a very comfortable level for the moment we are facing and to have a very strong balance sheet here in Banco PAN. Moving on to slide three, we bring here some highlights of the credit portfolio and our performance. We can see that the default rates presented a significant improvement in the quarter, reaching 6.3% in the shorter indicator, the indicator from 15-90 days, which is way below 7.3% we had in September. The 90-day portfolio was 5.5% against 6.7% in September. Also a very good level. It's worth to mention that we had less than 1% of the portfolio deferred during the crisis, and we only deferred 2 installments of each transaction, and the installments that were already overdue, 97% of them were already paid. So we are very comfortable with our balance sheet and pretty confident we have the correct impact of the crisis already in our numbers, in our figures, both in terms of provisions and delinquency ratios. Moving on to slide 4, is the same matter, but in another view, talking about allowance for loan losses or provision expenses. We had a very important improvement in relative terms. The provision expense, then net provision expenses related to the portfolio decreased from 4.8 in the third quarter to 3.6 in the fourth quarter, which is a very important metric. But we also can observe an improvement in the absolute figures. The credit provision expenses decreased from 366 million reais in the third quarter to 329 million reais in the last quarter of the year. And we had a better performance of the credit recovery, which increased from 66 million reais in the third quarter to 82 million reais in the last quarter of the year. So figures are proving that we are having very good credit metrics, and we are pretty confident to keep the pace of increasing our portfolio and our origination. I'll then move to Inácio, who will bring you some details regarding our figures and financial metrics.
So moving on to slide 5, we present some of the main numbers and indicators for the quarter. The graph that we see in the upper left corner shows the evolution of the net interest margin, reaching 1.6 billion, advancing due to the increase in the portfolio, also the strong level of spreads of our credit loans and the credit assignments. We have already seen the decrease on provision expenses, and total expenses reached 991 million reais in the quarter, increasing mainly due to credit origination, reflecting the record volume that we had in the quarter. Remembering that in payroll specifically, the first month has a significant hit in expenses. And also the remaining share of the expenses increase relates to the digital accounts growth that we saw in this fourth quarter. Talking about the administrative and personnel expenses, we also had a one-off write-down of 41 million related to the investment in the digital formalization platform, which is a one-off, so we won't see it in the next quarter. All in, we saw the earnings before tax expanding in the year and almost flat in the quarter, reaching 261 million, and net income reaching 171 million in this quarter with a 21% adjusted ROE, a very robust level. The year figures in next slide, we also see the same dynamic, so net interest margin increasing significantly, expenses also increasing because of origination mainly and the structure of the bank. Nonetheless, earnings before tax and net income rose significantly, reaching 656 million in net income, 21% adjusted ROE. Speaking of this adjusted ROE, on next slide, slide 8, we see the composition of it. So basically, we have two adjustments, one in the net income and the other in the equity. In the adjusted result, we exclude the excess of financial expenses from the legacy deposits. So that would have a 224 million net income in the quarter and 871 million in the full year. And it's worth mentioning that in December, we amortized almost 1 billion of legacy deposits. So this will reduce the negative accounting impact over the next years. And the second adjustment, we exclude the excess of CTA from the legacy tax laws, which does not allow us to leverage our balance. So in this way, we compare the adjusted net income with the adjusted equity, resulting in the 21% adjusted ROE. In slide 8, talking about the retail, we see that we reached 10 billion reais of new credit in this quarter, a significant increase over 3Q and also over the 4Q19. And this was driven by the three products. So in payroll, we saw the additional margin effect allowing us to originate 5.4 billion this quarter, supported also by our ability to capture this opportunity and gaining market share. In vehicles, we granted 2.7 billion reais, increasing 56% over 3Q. And this increase relates to the optimization that we did in the credit granting flow, which also resulted in significant expansion of market share. And finally, in credit cards, we also accelerated, reaching 2.2 billion in the quarter, reflecting the excellent performance of our digital accounts. Credit portfolio on slide 9 reached 28.9 billion reais, expanding 22% in the year, 14% in the quarter. The three products expanded significantly in the year and also in the quarter. So, and when we look at the runoff products, they have been decreasing quite significantly, only representing 2% of the total loan book. Credits with guarantee plus credits plus payroll loans and payroll credit cards represent 93% of the total portfolio, which is very important to support the credit quality that we have. And the renegotiated loans represent only 0.5% of the entire portfolio. The originated portfolio, which includes the loans assigned to shareholders, ended the quarter at 36.8 billion reais. Talking about payroll in slide 10, we originated 1.8 billion per month, 5.4 billion reais in new credits. Out of those, 97% in loans and 3% in cards, reaching a portfolio of 15.1 billion reais. The concentration in the origination remained relevant in federal agreements that corresponded to 96% of. Out of those, 91% relate to the Social Security program. Naturally, the strong growth is linked to the increase in the payroll deductible margin, but it ended in December, so we should expect lower origination volumes in the coming months. In vehicle financing, on slide 11, we saw a relevant increase in the portfolio, 26% reaching 11.1 billion. With a very adequate level of loan-to-value and also the term of these loans. The table shows a record volume origination in vehicles, reaching 730 million reais per month in the quarter, increasing market share to 11%. And in motorcycles, we kept our leadership position since April and increased our market share to 25% compared to 2019. So these movements were very relevant, and it's also important to mention that credit quality and profitability remain solid despite the volumes increase. On slide 12, we have the info on credit cards. Transaction volume increased by 85% in 12 months, reaching 2.2 billion reais in the quarter and 6 billion in full year, reflecting the issuance of cards sold through our multiple channels. We are very satisfied with the product growth, which is part of our customer loyalty and diversification strategy. And our clients have been using a lot of digital channels, whether in hiring, whether using any service or receiving invoices, which brings more efficiency and better experience in fraud. On page 13, we show the evolution of insurance. We originated a total of 150 million reais in premiums in the quarter, accelerating significantly this business line. This growth is leveraged by the excellent performance of the origination in vehicle financing, and also by the launch of new products that we had in 2020, very in line with our target audience. And we generated 412 million reais in premiums the full year, and we expect to keep growing this business with new products and also with greater cross-sell through our digital accounts. Talking about funding on slide 14, see an important evolution, reaching 27 billion reais, increasing 14% in 12 months. Continue to diversify our funding lines, and the initiatives such as the digital accounts contributing to the diversification of our client base and also bringing more direct customers. In addition to that, we also maintain a very strong distribution flow through platforms and with institutional investors. We also, as I highlighted before, paid almost 1 billion in time deposits, the legacy time deposits, which will help results in the coming quarters. And on slide 15, we have the information about capital. Our Basel ratio ended the quarter at almost 16%, 15.9, comprised entirely by core CT1, common equity CT1, and our strategy remains the same, to have a complete offer of credit products and financial services, using a lot of technology, intelligence, diversifying our products and channels. And with that, we have a lot of room to keep growing and expanding our business, always take advantage of new opportunities and innovations that the market is presenting. So with that, we conclude the presentation and open the line for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A section. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing pound key. If you have a question, please press star 1. Remembering, if you have a question, please press star 1. If you have a question, please press star 1. Since there seems to be no further questions, we would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Inácio Caminha for his final remarks.
Well, thank you again for the presence. Have a great day and see you next quarter.
This concludes Banco Pan's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.